Hello and welcome to this episode of InnoFit podcast that speaks to nutritionists, formulators, researchers and professionals of the animal nutrition and feed industry who are at the forefront of the changes and innovation in the sector. I am your host, Bernard Gozlan, feed ingredient specialist expert. In today's podcast, we are speaking to Aurélie Wilfart from the French Research Center in RAE. Aurélie is a research engineer in charge of the environmental analysis of animal production systems. Aurélie's research activities focus on improving environmental assessment methods, such as life cycle assessment, LCA, and energy accounting, EA, in order to adapt them to the specificities of agricultural systems. Aurélie applies this environmental analysis methods to assess the environment impacts of agricultural systems related to animal husbandry and aquaculture systems. Parts of her research activity relies on designing and developing environmental analysis tools based on LCA and EA. So welcome, Aurélie, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bernard, to invite me today.
We will not keep our listener waiting any longer, and I start with a first question about your professional background. Aurélie, what is your background and your work within INRAE? Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. So I'm Aurélie Wilfart. I have a master's degree in animal physiology and livestock system engineering, and I hold a PhD in animal nutrition. I have been a research engineer at INRAE since 2008. When I joined the research unit called Soil Agro and Hydro System Specialization based in Rennes, France. So, as you said earlier, my research interests revolve around assessing and decreasing environmental impact related to animal production system. Specifically, I have 13 years of experience in two environmental assessment methods, LCA, and energy accounting. My research focuses on adapting these methods to agricultural system and developing new environmental indicators. And I'm also the main editor of the French National Database of Environmental Impacts of Feed Ingredients called EcoAlim Database.
Very well, thank you, Aurélie. When did you start your work? When did you start your research? And did you work with other organizers to deepen your research in this topic of work?
The research on EcoAlim starts in 2013. It's been a while now. We published for the first time the database in 2014. And since then, we published on a regular basis updates on this database based on the requirement of the feed industry mainly.
Thank you. Okay, so already more than 7 years working on this topic. Very interesting. Can you remind the definition of the LCA, life cycle assessment, and why this value has to be taken into consideration in an important way by the feed industry? In other words, why environmental impacts on animal production can be a new paradigm to change the image of the industry?
Oh, such a long question. So sure. LCA estimates environmental impact of a product or a service throughout its entire life cycle, from extraction of raw materials from the environment to production, transportation, and use of the product, to what happens to the product after it has been used. Each of these parts of a product life cycle can have many different types of impact on the environment. So with LCA, one can estimate environmental impacts of a product from the very beginning to the very end of its life. In other words, from the cradle to the grave of the product. LCA is a standardized method which gives its reliability and transparency. And these standards are developed and maintained by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO. In two norms, the ISO standards 14040 and 14044, which describe with precision the four main faces of an LCA. These four main faces are goal and scope definition. The second one is the inventory analysis. The third one is the impact assessment. And finally, it's the interpretation phase. All of the LCAs performed in the world follow these four steps. And regarding the second part of your question, so it's a very long question.
Yes.
The feed industry should consider LCA urgently because LCAs have many benefits. First, LCA result can help improve a company product development, marketing, strategic planning, and even policy making. In other hand, consumers can learn what kind of environmental impacts a company's product has, and this information can be one reason why they decide to purchase the product. LCA can be also useful to companies' purchasing departments because it can indicate which suppliers offer the product and production method that have the lowest environmental impacts. Also, product designers can explore how design choices influence the final environmental impacts of the product. So you can see LCA have many, many benefits for a company. And secondly, in France and in the rest of Europe, LCA has been recognized as the best framework for estimating potential environmental impacts of currently available products. So, in other words, French and other European policymakers have chosen LCA to assess environmental impacts of products. In France, for example, LCI is used in the eco-design of products, but it's also the reference method in the current low-carbon labeling of agriculture and agricultural products. Also, in Europe, LCA is the method chosen to perform environmental footprint labeling of products. It's included in the PEF method.
Okay, very interesting. The answer was as long as the questions, and it was very, very interesting. I have a question. I was recently talking with several people in the industry about LCA. They are more and more interesting and concerned of using these tools to talk about the impact of their production and their products on the environment. My question is that, do you think it looks pretty tricky and complex to follow LCA study for, let's say, small companies or average medium-sized companies? Do you think that the system and will change and will evolve to something more clear or, I would say, less complex or more easy to implement for any type of companies who are interested in the topic?
Yeah, I will not say it's easy for every company because, yes, it's a little complex because there are many assumptions and methodology to follow. Hopefully, there are many guidelines edited by FAO, European Commission, to perform LCA. But there are many companies now specialized in LCA assessment, and that provide
some tools or
tools
to be followed
and help to company to perform their own assessment. So I think big companies can have dedicated person in charge of LCA, but for a smaller one, you can have help for from other companies specialized in LCA assessment.
Okay, very interesting. Yes, and what is your work in the future? What is your future work regarding LCA? Do you start working on improving with over the international bodies the LCA's assessments? Are you still working on it? Do you see some evolution on your research work on LCA, or how do you see the next years about these important topics that the industry is now more and more aware of the importance to be used?
Yeah, since the publication of the FRO report's lifetime long shadow in 2006, there has been growing awareness about impact of animal production on the environment. And LCA is still on progress. We have a lot of work to ameliorate this method, because first, this method was designed for industry and not really for agricultural production.
Okay.
So now we have many research field on how to integrate specific indicators related to agricultural production as biodiversity assessment, carbon sequestration in soil, water use, water footprint,
okay,
in the method, and more and more we have some interest to enlarge the scale of LCA, because in the beginning of this interview, I said we focused on a product or a service, but right now we have a lot of questions at territory scale and how to integrate in this kind of assessment different type of production and integrate the impact at a broader scale. So we have a lot of work on LCA to make some new indicators and to be more precise in order to have a very good environmental assessment.
Very interesting. Yes, a lot of work, you can imagine. Let's be a little more concrete for our listener. Can you give us some example of how to use LCA values within the feed industry? Do you have some example of that?
Yeah, sure. First, as I mentioned earlier, the feed industry can use LCA as a tool to optimize their processes, to eco-design their products, and to reduce energy bills.
Yeah, sure.
And right now, this is the main use of LCI in industry. But LCI can also be used to select feed ingredients that have a lower environmental impact. For example, in the EcoAlim project, we design complete feeds not only to meet the nutritional requirement of animal as usual, but also to consider the environmental impact of feed ingredients in order to reduce the feed environmental impacts. This method of multi-objective formulation is based on the Equalim database of environmental impact of feed ingredients. And right now, many feed manufacturers in France are using this Equalim database to estimate environmental impact of their own feed and try to reduce them. So it's very a useful tool for feed industry. And for feed additives, the FAO has recently published some guidelines on how to perform LCA of their production and how to calculate decreases in animal emission due to using them. So for the feed industry right now, there are many tools, database, and guidelines to use LCA in their own strategic development.
Okay, so I see that there is no reason that the feed industry is not really taking really in consideration this all this work and guidelines that has been published to really benefit for the image of industry, but also for the benefits of the environment to use this type of value. Very, very, very interesting, really. Okay, my last question is, how do the French public research institutions such as INRAE can assist the European feed industry to anticipate the way they are modeling their production in a more sustainable way?
Yeah, for the past 10 years, INRAE and all the Agricultural Technical Institute in France have participated in a national project called AgriBalis. And AgriBalis provides methodological guidelines for performing harmonized agriculture LCA at French scale. And a database of life cycle inventories of agricultural products. The Equalim database of feed ingredients is used directly in this AgriBalis database. We know that these databases are still incomplete, but we are committed to complete them and to helping the feed industry model their production. We are all concerned by the environmental impact of animal production system, and to reduce this impact, each step in the supply chain has to quantify and reduce its environmental impact. This is now the only way to reach the impact reduction objective of the European Green Deal, of the Paris Agreement. And really, I insist on it, but the future of animal production in Europe depends on it, and thus the future of European feed industry is very, very important.
Very interesting. Thank you very much for these explanations. And I think, yes, that your work will certainly really benefit for the industry, for the environment, for the planet. And thank you very much for working so hardly on these subjects that grow more attention and awareness within the industry. Okay, we reach the end of this episode. Thank you very much, Aurélie.
Thank you very much, Bernard, for the invitation.
It was my pleasure. Well, stay tuned on InnoFeed, the podcast of a feed professional and innovators in the sector. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye, Aurélie.
Bye.